Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yoma Daf Yud Gimel, in the Oz V'Hadar we're on Yud Aleph Mabez, and in the Arshkol Yud Bez Mabez. Okay, so we're in the sugyas of Trumas Hadeshen and Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because we know before Trumas Hadeshen is done, the Kohanim have to wash their hands and their feet in the Kiyar, before they do the Avoda. Hopefully we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But the Gemara says here, where we're up to Yadayim Ma'o Sheyifsalu Misham Mechusar Zman. Mishem Mechusar Zman. Yadayim. The hands that become puzzle with Mechusar Zman. What does that mean? Mechusar Zman usually means it's at the wrong time. Like a carbon the night before it's brought is called Mechusar Zman. Or if it's before 8 days, it's Mechusar Zman. So what does Mechusar Zman here mean? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains the question that if a Kohen washes his hands to do the Trumas Hadeshen, let's say, so then that rechitza should be work for even during the day. But the question here is that what if you washed your hands at night purely to do avoda during the day? So you didn't wash it for right now. You washed it at a time where you can't do the reason that you're washing. So does that ruin it? Maybe that's called a night washing and therefore it wouldn't be able to do the avoda. It would be nifsal. Ironically, if you're washing it to do something right now, then it's like a significant rechitza. And therefore, it can maybe be nimshach, it can continue during the day. But otherwise, if it's just for the day, that's the question. See, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Kiddush Yad V'Raglav Balayla, L'tzarech Avodas Hayom, Shema Mifsali Misha Mechusar Zman. Because you're doing it at the wrong time. Right? You're doing it at a time that it's not royally Avoda that you're doing. And the Gemara answer is no, it's not a problem. V'lamas Nisa, he isn't in the Braisa. Kiddush Yad V'Raglav Hayom, L'Avoda Shal Machar. You could even be Mekadosh Yad V'Raglav today for the avoda of tomorrow, again, as long as there's no hesach hadas, right? You can't have any hesach hadas, lack of focus, but the washing itself should be allowed. So the Gemara discusses the implicitly, we know the kiyar, according to almost all Tanan, the kiyar, maybe all Tanan, the kiyar had to be sunk and dropped in by the pulley system that we'll learn a little bit later in the Mishnayos, connecting to an underground well. So that it's not nifsal, it's not like water that's left out. Water that's just left out, one day, the next day, it's nifsal, you can't use it. So it has to be connected to a water source. But at what moment, what's the crucial moment? So we're going to have three and maybe four different opinions in the Amoraim. Opinion number one, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Trumas Hadeshen, Tchilas Avodah Shel Macharu. We know that Trumas Hadeshen, though it's done at night, it's really looked at as the beginning of the Avodah of the next day. Right? And therefore, you can't use your Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that you did the previous day. Right, if a Kohen washes hands and feet for the Tuesday night, Wednesday, Trumas Hadeshen, that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is not going to be good enough. Right, because that's a new day. A new day requires a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Zorach LeKadosh Yad V'Raglayim in a Kiyar, HaMishuka B'Mayim. When it's sunk in the water, the Karbon Eda assumes this means that any time during the night, if the Kiyar is up and out, it's a problem. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it has to be sunk in the water, and for the Trumas Hadeshen, for that washing, the Kohen has to kind of dig down while it's in there and wash hands and feet while it's still down and connected to the bottom. That's one day in the Karbon Eda here. V'kamar sha'asur lahagbiya hakiyar balayla. It's usur to pick it up at all. De'im kein nifsala meimav. Because if you do, the whole mayim will be nifsal. Elatzarach litbol k'shakiyar lamata. You have to use it. Usually you can't be tovel, but here you might not have a choice. You usually have to pour. But here, where it's down, that is Rabbi Yochanan Shita. You don't raise it at all. Don't raise it at all. You just got to dip down your yad and your regel. Day number one. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Amar, Mikima Chamasar Yom Lalaila Dayo. No. As long as you put it down from day to night, meaning nightfall is the key. As long as it's Meshuka Bamayim, at nightfall, at daybreak, it doesn't need to be in the, right? If you wash during the day, that's at night for the next day, that's okay. It's not, doesn't have to be mshuka, right? Masa yom alayla, that's enough. Number two. Number three, chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, no. Mishuhu magbiyo hu mashkiyo. It's nightfall and daybreak. Meaning, you can bring it up during the night, right? Because you have to wash your hands and feet. So before the Trumas Hadeshen, very early in the morning, or late at night, the Kohen picks it up, washes his hands and feet, then you put it back down. Then you put the pulley back down, and Because daybreak, if the kiyar is not touching the well underneath at daybreak, that's a problem. So therefore, these are the three shitas that are mentioned here. Does the kiyar, when does the kiyar have to be connected to the water source? Is it any second, the entire night? That's the first Rabbi Yochanan. Or is it just daybreak? Right? That's Rav Chiya bar, nightfall. Masa Yom Alayla, that's enough. Nightfall. And number three, daybreak and nightfall. That's Chavraya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Masni, and we'll talk about the mitzvah after we get through this Gemara. Masnisa pliga Rav Chiya bar Yosef. The following brisa seems to be against Shita number two. Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Shita Rav Chiya bar Yosef was the one that said, as long as you have nightfall, it's enough. Because the Gemara here quotes a Machlokas Tanayim, and neither of the Shitas seem to work with Rav Chiya bar Yosef. What's the Machlokas? Kidei Shiyot HaVaragel of Bayom. If I did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim by day, so then I do, and I'm a Kohen, I didn't have any Hazachadas, I want to continue doing the Avodah at night, right, Shkia passed, that's fine. Eino Tzor L'Kachem B'Layla. Right, it's kind of like, I mean, it's not the same, but like Birchas HaTorah. You say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, you wake up, that night, when you can continue learning without a new Birchas HaTorah. Right, the Birchas HaTorah during the day works. So the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim continues into the night. But B'Layla, but if you did Kiddush at night, then daybreak is Machayev a new one. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says the morning is Machayev a new one. That's Rebbe. Rabbi Lazar, if you had a Hesach Hadas, so then you would need no. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilo asuk ba'avoda kol shlosha. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you could be working theoretically 3 days straight. You don't sleep. Right, not more than three, but even if you're doing the avodah 3 days straight and you don't have a hesach hadas, eino tzorach lekadosh yad v'raglav. You don't need a new one, day or night. No, daybreak, nightfall, nothing. She'ena lina poselos biadayim. Lina is not posel biadayim. Lina is posel by basar and by other things. As long as you're continuing your avodah, you're okay. But the Gemara adds bishiyari avodos. As long as you didn't take a break and you're doing continuous avodos, avo b'tchilas avodos sarach. But a tchila, where you took a break and you started something new, or maybe tchila savoda means a new type of avoda, something, a different type of category, you would need. But fundamentally, Abuzar Reb Shimon is saying that your kiddush v'radayim raglayim does not run out by daybreak or at nightfall. So now, question mark. What's the question? The question is on Abuzar Reb Shimon. The question is on Reb Chiya bar Yosef. Remember, we started off three shitas. Reb Chiya bar Yosef said the key moment when the kiyar has to be down, which we're comparing. If the kiyar has to be down, and that water will become nifsal if it's not connected, so probably water on your hands would also become nifsal. It's the same rules. Same rules for water in the kiyar and water on your hands, right? What are the key moments? So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says, right, nightfall is the key. But 1 second. So which sheet of the Tanaim does he hold like? Right, according to Rabbi Shimon, you go 3 days without doing new kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So he's not like Rabbi Shimon. And according to Rebbe, morning, right? Morning, right? What does he say? Balayla tzorach lekadosh bayom, right? At night, you have to be mekadosh bayom. What do you mean? Rebbe Chiya bar Yosef says only nightfall is the issue, not daybreak. And Rebbe says, so according to Rebbe, daybreak is an issue. According to Rebbe Shimon, nothing's an issue. So who's the shita of Chiya bar Yosef? Which of the shita of the Tanoim is he holding like? Right? He has to be like somebody. So the Gemara says as follows. He understands this shita of Rebbe as totally different shot. We're missing the case. Rebbe Chiya bar Yosef, Pater Masnisa, he explains the brisa as follows. He would say, this is what Rebbe is talking about. Kiddush Yadav Raglav Bayom, Eina Tzorach Lekatsha Balayla, B'Shiyari Avodos. If you wash your hands and feet by day, he does not have to wash them again at night by Hemshech Avodos, not something totally new, Avo betchilas avodos. But if he would want to do something new at night, tzorach lekadshem bayom, divrei Rebbe, he would have to be mekadesh them just like he would have to be mekadesh them the following day. That's how you read this line, divrei Rebbe. In other words, Rebbe's issue, Rebbe agrees to Rebbe Chiya bar Yosef, and that is nightfall is the only lina potential. But his issue is if you were mekadesh bayom, that works for shiyari avoda. Avodas that are continuing from the day, nightfall wouldn't be a problem. But for tchilas avoda balayla, the daytime won't work because this is Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Shita, right? Rabbi holds like him. But he never discussed the issue of kiddush balayla, is it ruined by yom? Maybe he would agree, right? Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says that's not an issue. right? He just says only the nine times an issue. So Rebbe just didn't discuss that case. So maybe Reb Chaim Bar Yosef holds like Rebbe, holds like Rebbe. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omer, Filu Asuk Ba'avoda, and this is the Shita, just finishing the Brisa. Filu Asuk Ba'avoda Kol Shlosha, Einat Zor Kol Kol Yadav Raglav, right? Day or night, nothing breaks your kiddush. Shein Alina Poselas Biyadayim B'Shari Avodas, as long as you're continuous and you didn't have a break. You would need if it's a new avoda. So Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, which was shita number two. Remember, we started off today's daf with three shitas, right? What's the key moment? Every moment of the night, only nightfall, or daybreak and nightfall? So according to the shita that says only nightfall, so who does he hold like in this brisa? So the Gemara says, oh, he holds like Rebbe, and we just misunderstood Rebbe. Rebbe's not talking about the case of washing at night, does it get ruined by the morning? That's one. Reb Yochanan, who's Reb Yochanan? The first day. Reb Yochanan, Pater Masnisa, as follows. Reb Yochanan, both of the Shitas, one and three Reb Yochanan, we'll see how Reb Yochanan does not have to learn the Brisa, like Reb Chaim Bar Yosef said, in that Ukimta case, that Rebbe is only talking about the case of, you wash by day, it works for the night, as long as it's Shiari Avoda, but it's the Tchilas Avoda, then you have to wash, because night ruins it. So no, you don't have to say Rebbe's talking about that case. Reb Yochanan Pata Masi. So this is how you read the Brisa. Pashut. Kiddush Yadav Raglav Bayom Ein Atzorch Lekatshem Balayla. If you are Makadesh, if you wash your hands and feet by day, you don't need anything at night. Skip the next four words. B'shiyare Avodos. B'shiyare Avodos, you don't need to do work. Balayla, Tzorch Lekatshem Bayom Divrei Rebbe. Right, Rebbe says, if you're Makadesh Bayom, you don't have to be Makadesh at night, as long as you're continuing. If you're Makadesh Balayla, you have to be Makadesh Bayom. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omer, Afilu Asuk Bavoda, Kol Shlosha, Einat Zorach, Lekadesh Yadav Raglav, Shein Alina Pasalas Biyadayim, Bein Betchilas Avoda, Bein Beshiari Avoda. And again, Reb Yochanan would follow Shitas Rebbe, that is daybreak and nightfall. Right, that's what Rebbe says in this Brisa. Reb Yochanan, this is the third, Reb Chavrai B'Shem Reb Yochanan, that both nightfall and daybreak are key. So that's how he would understand the Brisa. Period. Let's just continue a little more to finish the Kiyar, this section, and then we'll talk about the mitzvah itself. So far, we had three Shitas, and we explained how Shita number two and Shita number three read the Brisa, and which Shita they would hold like. Not Chilfi. This is potentially Shita number four. We're going to reject it. But at this stage, we're like, oh, maybe there's a fourth Shita that says the Kiyar doesn't have to be in at night at all. Nothing passels. Chilfi Amar Kishem Shein Alina Poselas Biyadayim Kachein Alina Poselas B'Kiyar. No, there's no time that the Kiyar has to be sunk in for the Avoda. Says the Gemara. Wait a minute. The Brisa is against that. Masnis, everybody agrees that there's some point that's crucial. Masnis Aplikal Arab Chilfi. Kiddush Yadav Raglav Bayom. So Eino Zorach Lekadosh Balayla Balayla Zorach Lekadosh Bayom Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says the morning is key and the night is going to be key if it's a new avodah that night. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omer, Afilu Asuk B'Avodah Kol Shlosha Shein Atzorach Lekadosh Yadav Raglav Shein Alina Pasalas B'Yadayim. That's the language of the Brisa that we just quoted. But what does it say? That lina is not poselas b'yadayim habikiyar poselas. But isn't that mashba that it's only not posel b'yadayim? But in the kiyar, of course it posels. Is there a Tana out there that says that a kiyar could just stay out on the floor the entire night? So the Gemara answers, you're right, that's not what Chilfi meant. Talmidoi d'Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Chilfi hachini, says the Karban Eide, is ha-kenhi. Understand it like this. Hachini is like, understand it like this. Hachini kidesh yadav raglav shein alina poselas b'yadayim ha-bekiyar poselas u'bulvad miyom lalayla. He does agree that nightfall is the key, which is the same shita as Reb Chiya Bar Yosef before. So it's not a fourth shita, it's really the third shita. There's nobody that says that there's no psul in that. Interesting, the discussion, the Havamina was in Chilfi that you could just keep the kiyar out the whole night, but the Mishnah says that they had a whole pulley system here. What is that, machlokes? So according to that day, they didn't have this whole pulley system. Right, this whole thing we're going to learn later on Daf, where is this? Daf Chav Dalet. Daf Chav Dalet later on in the, it might be Chav Hey in the other versions. But we're going to learn about the whole pulley system that was set up. You know, so what exactly is, how are we supposed to understand? That's only according to some Tanoim. So the Sfas Emes in Zvachim on Daf Chav, where this is also quoted, the Sfas Emes says, you know, maybe he would have agreed that the, if it was just to wash the Kohen's hands and feet, it wouldn't have to be sunk in. But it has to be sunk in for other reasons. V'haya efshar lomar, says the Sfas Emes, dahamuchni na'aseh shalo yipasal amayim l'shar mili. The efshar, the gamla menachas ayinol lemizei amayim. Maybe they used some water when they made the flour carbonos. The gamla sota boy mayim kadoshim menakiyar. The sota means mayim mixed in with the dirt. So there were other reasons why you needed special water. So even if you want to say it didn't have to be sunk in for the mitzvah, the kohanim doing the avoda, that's all that this one was talking about, it might have other reasons why you needed to be sunk in. All Chilfi was saying here was that lean is not poselus for the avoda water. But for might be other reasons why it would be needed. The idea of the Kohanim washing their hands and feet every day, we know it's a mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah daraisa is counted by all the monia mitzvahs. The Rambam counts it in mitzvah chavdalid 24. The Chinuch counts it also in Parshas Kisisa. The Rambam says here in mitzvah chavdalid shetziva hakohanim lerchotz yadayim v'ragleim kol zman sheyitztarchu Lihikanes behechal vila avod avoda. The Rambam's lashon sounds like there's a chiyuv to wash hands whenever they had to go in to do the avoda. Vezukidas yadayim v'raglayim. V'rachatzu aroni men uvanav esbezayim v'raglayim. B'voam lo moed when they go. So they go do the avoda. Mitzvah sezu yischayev ha'over ala misa b'deshamayim. If somebody does the avoda, goes in without washing their hands, misa b'deshamayim. The chinuch, the achronim point out, is a little different. Meaning, what if I'm going into the Beis HaMikdash, but I'm not going to do avoda? Do I have to wash my hands? Is it a din in the avoda? Lirchotz hayadayim v'raglayim. I'm reading the chinuch now. B'chol eis hikanis lahechal v'habol la'avod avoda. Sounds like two things. And Chassanah points this out. The Rambam sounds like one phrase. Anybody who goes in order to do avoda. The chinuch is anybody who goes in, comma, and someone who goes in to do avoda. Sounds like it's two separate ideas here. The Mitzvah HaMelech discusses this, that maybe it's two dinim. He says maybe the mem is shrei dinim nefradim nemru b'mitzvahs kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. There's two dinim. Number one, that a kohen is going to do the avoda, has to wash his hands. Kohen oved chayav l'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim kodem avoda. V'od, and number two is mitzad the cheftza of the heichal, the heichal gufa mechayav kiddush. Mishum kedushas makom, right, and that's based on the first parak in Kalim, where the Mishnah says heichal mekudesh mimenu she'ein nechnasin sham ein orachos yadayim v'raglayim. Wow, that's what the right. Remember that the first parak there lists off all the different halachas as you get closer and closer into the most intense. V'tzarach biyur asked the mitzvah samelach lama nimna zebein milas shemimikdash to did kedush yadayim midin avodahu. Right, that reflects kedushas hamakom. Washing your hands is just a chiyuv gavra. Shaha avoda mechayiv kiddush. Isn't it just a din in the avoda that before you do the avoda, come over big tekuhuna, like big tekuhuna. Umuchach, but you see from here, de chutz midina avoda. Besides the fact that if you do avoda, you need to wash your hands, mitzah the kedushas hamakom. That's mechayiv you to wash your hands. Gam makom ahechal kadoshu, linyin to buy kiddush and raglaim. And therefore, if you're going into the heichal, even if you're not doing the avoda, you have to wash your hands. You have to wash your hands. And that's why he says, beautiful, he says, the Rambam talks about this in two different places. The Rambam in Hilchas Bias Migdash is talking about Kohen HaOved. He doesn't say anything about a Biyare Kanis, just going in for nothing. But in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, where he's talking about Dinei HaMikdash Ukdushasa, that's where he mentions Biyare Kanis, just a Biyah without doing the Avoda. There's a lot here when it comes to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. I saw the Aznayim Torah, Rav Saratskin discusses, we know that, I think we mentioned this last time, but we know there's a mitzvah at the end of the last year, we spoke about Eish, right? It's a mitzvah to always have fire on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, really fire comes down from Shemayim. But even though there's fire from Shemayim, there's a mitzvah lahavi min ahedyot. There's a mitzvah to bring fire from us, for us to light the fire. Ask Rav Saratskin, so why does only fire come down and not water? Right? We have to make our own water. We have to put water in the kiyor and the pulley. Very natural. But fire comes down from heaven. The Eish, Vinasata Shamamayim, says the Rav Sorotskin. You have to put water. You have to bring water there. Ha Eish Yarda Al Mizbech Minashamayim, Ava Eshamayim Nitztav Moshe Lases. Moshe has to bring the water. V'yeshlam is that based on him. Why? Why does Ish come down miraculously and not water? Number one, this is in the Mishkan. The whole water in the Mishkan was already Bederach Nes. They were in the desert. So if the whole existence was already Bederach, you have water Bederach Nes, but do another Nes. Put it in the Mishkan, bring it into the Mishkan. Take from the water of the Be'er Miriam and bring it into the Mishkan. Shekol inyan amayim b'midbar hayanes. Shari hasela hayim mezgalgal imahem. Vein tzarech b'nes acher nes. Acher nes. Number one. Number two, rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim hi rak hachana liyavoda. Masheinkin eish ala mezbeach shi avoda gufa. You're burning something. You're putting fire in the mezbeach and burning. That's an avoda mamish. That's like involved. While mayim, that's a hechsher. As a hechsher avoda. So maybe that's why there's a difference between the two. There's a lot more here. Just to mention one other, right? I'm a Yisrael, so I will never do this mitzvah that's mitzvah on the Kohanim before I do the avoda. So first of all, it sounds like before shechita, you have to wash your hands. Shechita k'shira bizarre. What if I'm going to do shechita? Do I have to kiddush yadayim raglayim? So it doesn't mention that. Just says mi lerchoz yadayim raglayim. The Rambam's lashon is Kohanim. The Rambam's lashon is she tziva hakohanim. The chinuch doesn't mention that. The chinuch just says lerchoz hayadayim v'raglayim b'chol eis yikanes lahechal v'haba, and whoever's going to come do the avoda. Interesting to think about. But a remez to this, we know the Rishonim, because machlokas rash rashba, about why we wash our hands in the morning. Right? We know there are three reasons why we wash our hands, what we call negovaser, netilas yadayim, in the morning. Three reasons. Number one, the rash says yadayim askanios. Right? Our hands touch covered parts of our body, and therefore, we have to wash our hands before we daven, before we make brachas, etc. Number one. Number two is the Kabbalistic sources, Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra, there's Ruach Ra that sets in on our hands, Machlokas, if it's night or if it's sleep. So we're machmir to wash our hands, whether it was night or sleep, but we're machmir the other way to only make a bracha if it's night and sleep. Right, so that's why we're machmer both ways. Like if somebody takes a nap during the day, they have to wash their hands when they wake up without a bracha. If somebody's up all night, they have to wash their hands in the morning without a bracha. If they have both, then they, night and sleep, they do make a bracha, even if they're not at the same time. Right, if somebody is, let's say Shavuos is on Sunday, and somebody takes a nap Shabbos afternoon, and then they're up all night, they can wash the next day with a bracha. Because it's night and sleep, but they don't have to be at the exact same time. Good. There's a lot more there, I forgot. Reason number three is the Rashba. Right? Why do we wash our hands in the morning? Number one, Yadayim Askanios, the Rush. Our hands touch body parts. Number two, Ruach Ra. Number three, we're like a Kohen who's starting his Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we wash our hands. Every day is Avodah. So every day we wash our hands in the morning like a Kohen who is about to start the Avodah. It's an amazing, amazing reason that anyone, even a Yisrael, could think about in the morning. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we finished talking about the Yadayim Raglayim. Let's get back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, the Shumas HaDeshen, at the beginning, remember, whoever runs up and gets four amos close. Four amos close to what? Ma betoch arba amos lekevesh, betoch arba amos lemizbeach. Does it mean within four amos of the bottom of the ramp or the top of the ramp next to the mizbeach? So the Gemara says, well, you know it from the story. Min ma de tanina and maisa shay yishtayim shavin rotsin volin bakevesh, by two people running up the ramp, hadamra besoch arba amos lemizbeach. It must be four amos from the top. From the top of the ramp. Fine. So then they said, okay, no more. We have to do a pious. And what did they do? They made a pious and they said, Hatzbiyu. Mao Hatzbiyu. What does that mean? Hotziyu etzba. Hatzbiyu is from the Lashon of stick out a finger. How many could you stick out? Hotziyu achas, monenlo. Shtayim, monenlo. One, two, shlo, shein monenlo. Not three. One or two, you can't stick out three fingers. Mahu, unless you stuck out three fingers. Mahu, ein monin kolikar, ein monin lo elei hayitera. If somebody sticks out three fingers, do we just disregard him and say, please step back, you're not being counted? Or we just don't count the extra finger. We'll count them as two. So that's an unanswered question. Whether we just exclude him or we just don't count the extra finger. Arba, if somebody puts out four fingers, then he ruins the whole thing. There's a question why three or four are different, but if four, Hamamuna Mako Sabakia, the appointed person hits him with like a stick or a whip, Ubatala Pius, everybody get out of here. We'll start again. Right? Why again is four different than three is not 100% clear. Ein amotzien aguda b'mikdash. So the Mishnah said, no thumbs. You can stick out one or two fingers, but no thumbs. Why? Mipnei haramatin. Because thumbs can be very tricky. It's very easy to stick out a thumb or cover a thumb. And in the middle of the counting, you know, you might be able to estimate when it's going to hit you. So you need, you know, one short. So you'll stick out you had one finger out. You'll stick out your thumb to be able to, so it falls on you. No, you can't do that. Haramatin. Ein omer mimi b'mikdash. We also, the Mamuna doesn't say, we'll start with Reuven. No, because that's giving Reuven extra covet and nobody else gets that covet. It's kind of a slight. Ella, he doesn't say a word. He just goes over. He picks up the mitznefes of one of them. Everybody knows that's where he's starting from. He picks up the hat and from there he starts. Interesting, he picks up the hat. Tosfos is mashma that the hat is picked up and it stays off during the entire count. Tosfos sounds that way because Tosfos on Daf Chaf Hei, here at the bottom of Chaf Hei and Aleph, Tosfos says, where do you do the pious? So it sounds like it's done outside. Kivan de notel mitznefto shel echad mehem ginai hayalamod below mitznefes bazara. Right, it's not covetic to be begili rosh in the azara. And some Jews, you know, might not wear a kippah outside, but they come into a makom kadosh, they put on the kippah. Right, so there's the source for that. Right, it's inappropriate. It's a ginai. That's why they do the count, the pious somewhere outside. If you look at the Rambam says, he takes it off and he puts it right back on. I mean, it seems to be Machlokas Rambam Tosfos. Rambam in Perek Dalet, Hilchas Tmidin Musafin, Ketzer Yosin, Kol Kohani Bati Avos Shaliyom Nechnasim Lishkas Agazis, Ach Jalam Rashachar, Mulubashin Big Day Kahuna, Vamamuna Shal Payasos Yiman Hayomdim Bakafa Mamuna, Notel Mitznefes Me Al Rosha Shalechem Mehem, Umach Zira. That's where you start from. So the Rambam's clear. Machlokas Rambam Tosfos about whether it's off, it stays off, or you put it right back on. Also interesting, and that is mitznefes. Mitznefes is the Kohen Gadol's. The Kohen Hedyot is called the Mikba'as. Right. So why is this mitznefes? So Tosfos says here in the first parak again, it's interchangeable. Is it really? It's Machlokas Rishonim whether it was the exact same thing. It's fascinating. The Rambam Ravid. Hold, it was the exact same thing, but it was just worn differently. It was worn differently. Rambam Ravid in Klei HaMikdash in Ches Beis, right? It was worn differently. Says the Rambam, not exactly sure, but he says, Mitznefes Hamur Ba'aron, Hi HaMikba'as Hamur Babanav. Elisha Kohen Gadol Tsonef Ba, Kemisha Lofef Al HaShever. Right, the Kohen Gadol wears it like you wrap a broken bone, maybe like a turban. Ubanav tzonfin ba kikova, and the non Kohen Gadols, all the other Kohanim wear it like a hat. What exactly is the difference? Not sure. But what's key is that the Rambam says they're both the exact same thing; they're worn differently. So, and that merits a different word in the Torah. Mitznefes or mikbas. Again, there's very important discussions here. About that. The Tosfos Yeshanim, Daf Ayin Aleph talks about this in the fact that the Kohen Gadol wears it, that itself makes it different. The Chashuva Yoser Kemot Snif Melucha. It's like Malchus. It's like a crown. Okay. Wow. Okay. We will discuss this. I'm alluding to a little bit what we discussed a few weeks ago, the relationship between the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol. And how much is the Kohen Gadol a super Kohen Hedyot? Is a quality, quantity, but this is also part of that issue. Again, it seems like a detail, but it could be uncovering a hidden treasure here. The Mitznefes and the Mikbas. Now continuing the Gemara. V'chash lomar shem lo avo krovo. What do you mean? Maybe the Mamuna is going to want his good friend or his relative to be the one that's chosen. So how do you know that? He's going to quickly see how many fingers are out and he'll decide where to count from. No, kimin kuvlius hayosin. They stood in a circle. So it's hard to do that quickly. It's not a straight line, which would be just like quickly. Okay, how many? A circuit, they're like, who to start from? A little harder to do quickly in one's head. The Gemara assumes that he could fake. Also, discussion that we've shown him. What exactly? Did he choose a number? Did the other Kohanim choose a number? did he just choose who to start from? So, but the Gemara clearly says that there's some type of chashash that was possible. Which way did you do the pious? Mahalech liyamin l'smol? When you chose somebody, did you then go to his right to count or to his left? Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya min madatani. Well, from the fact that it says in the Mishnah, Misha zacha biktores, omer lazesh u'sha al yamino, af at lamachta. Whoever won the ktores says to the coin on his right, you get the shovel. I got the ktores. Hada omer li mina pa'is malach. Doesn't that show you go to the right? Right? Just like once he wins, he chooses the one to the right. Doesn't that show that you count to the right? Says the Gemara, no. Bav dafka. Tamudi drabiona b'shem rebbe chufi hachini. Right? We had that. This is the pshat. L'smola pa'is malach. No. He goes to the left. You count to the left. Why? Hazoche zachal yamin, mutav shi zachal misha avra lava payas shnei pa'amim, mizesh lo avra lava payas lava pa'amachas bovad. If you go around to the left, so the person who wins, right, the guy next to him had been counted already. You go around and around and around. The number picked is more than the kohanim that are standing there. So you'd rather have some, but once the Ketores guy is picked, who does he pick? Somebody who was picked less than him? Less times around, that's why he goes to the right. But it could very well be that you count to the right. You count to the left, meaning you count clockwise, even though the one to the right is counterclockwise, but that's just because he was counted more than the one to the left. Okay. Maisa Be'echad. Famous story. We know this from the Bavli. But here it is again. Tragic. Maisa Be'echad Shukadam Chavir Otoch Talaram Shal Mizbeach. A Kohen was ahead of his friend. The friend was so mad about not winning, he went and stabbed his friend. Listen, the pasuk, the pesukim by Egla Arufa, if you find the corpse in the middle, where do we measure from? From the Heichal, from the Azara? Again, this is not Egla Arufa, but it's just saying he's like, he's screaming and crying. Look what happened to us. What a terrible state. Sharun kal ama bebechian, and all the am started crying. Adina nasikin bebechia. Meanwhile, while they were all crying, nichnas aviv shloso tinok, the father of that young Kohen came in and said, amalem ani kaparaschem, wait, kapara, adina tinok mefarper, v'lo nidvis hasakin, quickly, he's not dead yet. Take the knife out so the knife doesn't become tame. What do you see from there? Malame shahaisa tuma kashalahen mishvichas damim. Right, they were more worried about the kalim than what about calling atzala? Right, you're more worried about the knife. Right, lignai. Right, this statement was said lignai, meaning it wasn't a good thing. It was. I saw the mashbiach in the back. He said it wasn't that they cared properly about life, and taras hakalim was even higher than that. No. Taras hakalim was middle, and life was lower. Right, and that's why it's lignai. Don't think that this was a positive in their life. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Yuma Daf Yud Gimel.